The Absa Purchasing Managers Index has edged lower in November. The index fell to 47.7 points from 48.1 previously. This is four of the five subcomponents of the headline PMI recorded month-on-month declines. The slump in business activity dashes hope for any meaningful rebound in the overall index, but it appears that industry players are at least less pessimistic about the near-term future. The index tracking expected business conditions in 6 months picked up after declining for the last 5 months. Mielani Maluleke, who's an economist at Absa, joins us now with greater perspective on this print. Thanks so much, Mielani, for joining us this evening. So we wrap this year up on a pretty subdued note, a PMI ticking lower. It's a broad-based decline, as I said, coming through.
Right.
Was it in line with expectations?
I think it's still a little bit disappointing because you remember in October we had a very strong improvement, 3 points. I mean, it didn't take us above the 50-point mark. But, you know, we thought that perhaps the momentum seems to be shifting a little bit towards a higher gear. But come November, you know, we're seeing softening in conditions again. So, you know, it's not exactly as we'd expected. But, you know, I think it's still very disappointing and a very clear indication that manufacturing sector in South Africa is still under a lot of pressure. Things are just not improving into Q4.
What's interesting is that despite the decline, the average level of the PMI in October and November is still slightly higher than what was recorded in the third quarter. Does that provide any solace at all?
Not very much. In Q3, what we did learn from Stats SA is that production actually contracted by 3.8% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. And we're expecting that the Q3 national accounts data that are coming out tomorrow will show that the manufacturing sector was actually one of the subsectors that subtracted from GDP growth. So I think, yeah, so when one certainly looks at the context of, you know, the average PMI levels in Q4 versus what we've seen in production, one may be inclined to think because the average is a little bit better, maybe Q4 might look better. But the problem is that when you look at one of the most important sub-indices in the PMI, which is a business activity sub-index, that was down quite sharply in November. And that, for us, is actually the sub-index that closely tracks production.
Absolutely. If we drill into the detail of that, I mean, it's fallen 6.2 points. Mm. It's sitting now at a multi-year low of 39.4 for the month of November. And like you say, the strongest signal yet of the pressure this sector is really under.
No, that's absolutely right. So I think for us, when you look at that particular sub-index, you look at the magnitude of the drop, you look at the fact that we're now sitting at sub 40. I mean, we want this index to be above 50 to see production growth. We're sitting at sub 40 in November. I think for me, that tells you that after the contraction that we've seen in Q3 in terms of manufacturing output, there's very little reason to be very optimistic about what Q4 might look like, because you'll remember that in October, we also would have felt, although to a very small extent, some of the effects of the electricity load shedding that we had at that time.
Yeah. Okay. So like you say, very little, if any, support coming through from manufacturing output for the fourth quarter. Demand, of course, is the biggest part of the constraints here. We had the new sales orders index not being able to hold on to last month's gain, with even a decline in export demand coming through, which is quite interesting. What kind of impact, or how is that translating into the pricing index in particular?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things about the PMI. There's the one side, which is the activity sort of levels, and then there's the cost side of it. And what we measure in the PMI is more input cost pressure, you know, so much, final prices for manufacturers. And that's one thing that's encouraging in this environment.
It's declined.
And it's now at the lowest level, you know, in a little over 2 years. And it shows you that although manufacturers are not seeing very strong activity, demand is not very strong, production, at least from a cost perspective, pressures also seem to be easing a little bit. And I think that's certainly one small positive to take from here.
Positive if it is sustainable. I mean, what are the risks of that then reversing and moving higher?
I think they're certainly not very low. We have seen oil prices, Brent crude oil prices, begin to tick up a little bit. It's quite likely that we're going to see the effect of that in fuel prices, and there's a lot of manufacturers for whom, you know, this is a very important input cost. So I think there is a risk that, you know, we could see a bit of a small uptick in coming months. But I think for me, when you look at price pressures more broadly, you remember we saw the PPI data last week as well. PPI inflation is also quite contained. It's been around 3.0 or so in November, for me in October rather. It's clear that generally price pressures are not very strong for manufacturers right now. Even if we do see a small uptick, I don't think it will be a very strong increase.
Despite all of the skepticism and, worry about what this means for the overall growth outlook, we've got respondents having turned slightly less pessimistic about the near-term future, as I said in the intro. The index tracking expected business conditions increasing to 47.4. After five consecutive periods of declines, are you surprised? How much do we read into it with it still sitting below that 50 mark?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, you know, we've had sustained period of decline. So, you know, it's one of those cases where one, I think, is inclined to say, you know, one swallow certainly doesn't make a summer. What we want to see is a sustained improvement. But I suppose one other thing that one may also sort of take into account here is that last week we also saw the BER come out with the business confidence index. And in there, we also saw manufacturing business confidence improve. It's at very low levels, but it certainly did improve from 16 to 24, which suggests that, you know, although conditions right now are quite challenging, it's pretty tough, maybe there is something that manufacturers are seeing and are perhaps hoping that will provide a little bit of support going forward.
Hopefully we start to see it sooner rather than later too. I want to wrap the conversation up with your outlook for growth, because this is the last conversation we're having with you for 2019. Can you believe it? Let's take a look at what's your growth outlook for this year, and is the Saab's 1.4% growth forecast or projection for next year a viable one?
Right. So for this year, we have a projection that we're going to see growth of 0.4%. You know, we're pretty much in line with the South African Reserve Bank for next year with growth of 1.4%. But we think that the risks to that growth projection lie more to the downside, because the one thing that we're still seeing is that the consumer, which is one of the most important drivers of economic growth here in South Africa, being 60% of GDP, is still under a lot of pressure from a labor market, from a credit market perspective. And I think if we do see factors like rates and taxes continue to increase into next year, given the pressures that you have on the municipal and fiscal side, I think that would just add more pressure onto the consumer. So I worry that although 1.4 is achievable in our view, the risks to that number lie to the downside.
Let's leave it there. Mialani, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Mialani Maluleke is an economist at APSA.